The following is a segment from Real Estate Today, the radio partner of HouseLogic.com.
Recently, President Obama rolled out the details of the Making Home Affordable program. It's estimated to save up to 9 million American families from foreclosure. Maybe you, maybe someone you know. So you're wondering, how do I get help? Well, lenders are just starting to get a handle on making home affordable, and homeowners are not far behind. But many people still have a lot of questions, so let's see if we can answer them for you, okay? Now, first of all, remember, not everyone is going to get help, but millions will. So let's see if you're one of them. Now, there are two options for at-risk homeowners under this plan, refinancing or loan modification. So let's do refinancing first. This is for homeowners who have not yet fallen behind. Now, to qualify for a home affordable refinance, you've got to meet four requirements. First, your home must be your primary residence. You must have a loan from either Fannie Mae or Freddie Mac. You must be current on your mortgage payments, and if you're underwater, you cannot be more than 5% underwater. I'll give you, for instance, if you owe $500,000 on your mortgage and your house is worth $475,000, you'd qualify, but if it dropped below that, you would not. Now, if you're not sure whether you've got a Fannie Mae or a Freddie Mac loan, you can call Fannie Mae at 1-800-7-FANNIE, F-A-N-N-I-E, or Freddie at 1-800-FREDDIE. F-R-E-D-D-I-E. Both organizations also have websites posted, and we've got a link to those on our site at retradio.com. So let's say you meet all these requirements. Now what do? Well, you need to gather as much information about your financial situation as you can, including tax returns, pay stubs, account balances on credit cards, as well as information on any other debts. Yeah, that includes your student loan. And if you have a second mortgage, you need information on that too. Then you simply call your lender. Now, you do have to be patient, unfortunately. As I said, the lenders are really just starting to get the hang of this program. They may not be ready to accept applications. So take a deep breath. Be ready to call them back. The program's going to be available until at least June of 2010. What, you didn't meet one of those four requirements? Well, if you're having trouble making your mortgage payment, you may be able to get a mortgage modification. And again, four requirements for the modification. A, has to be your primary residence again. Secondly, you must have gotten the mortgage before the first of this year, before January 1st, 2009. Third, you have to have trouble paying your mortgage right now. And finally, the amount you owe on the mortgage must be less than $729,750. But remember, that's just for the one mortgage. Now, if that's you, again, you need to gather all your financial information, taxes to credit card bills, and again, contact your lender. And again, you may have to be patient, but I'm telling you, your lender will probably help you. You know why? Because the president's included some big incentives for your lender if you're successful in modifying your loan. For every qualified loan modification, the government's going to give the lender $1,000. Also, if you stay up to date on that new loan, the lender can also get a monthly reward up to $1,000 a year for 3 years. And you as a homeowner have an incentive too. Staying current on your payments may qualify you for a reduction in the overall mortgage balance. That's worth up to $1,000 a year for 5 years, and that's a great reason to tighten your belt in making those payments. Now, all of these details are up on a really nifty site the Obama administration has set up at www.financialstability.gov. You can also call the Home Affordable Hotline at 1-888-995-HOPE. That's 888-995-4673.
You've been listening to a segment from Real Estate Today, the radio partner of HouseLogic.com.